I think.
Twice.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Thompson listeners.
So, Thompson,
we have a special guest.
Yes, and who is? Can you say hello to our special guest in their special language? In a Deutsche Spiken Kinder.
Hello. I'm gonna say Guten Tag, for example.
Guten Tag. Yes, our special guest today comes to us all the way from Germany via San Francisco. The lovely and talented Miss Alex.
Guten Morgen, liebe Thompson listeners.
Ja, wunderbar! Hey, a real live German!
In the flesh!
How do you say in the flesh in German?
Im vollen Fleisch.
In vollen Fleisch. Can you say that, Thompson?
In vollen Fleisch?
Excellent, excellent.
Fleisch!
In the full meat.
In the full meat, yes. Literal translations are always pretty funny, no matter what language they are. Yeah. So, Thompson, what would you like to know about Germany?
Well, actually, I'm going to talk about the human body.
Oh, the human body? And a Deutsche is?
Der Körper. Der menschliche Körper.
Der menschliche Körper. Can you say that, Thompson?
Der menschliche
Körper. Der menschliche Körper.
Der menschliche Körper.
Der Mensch.
Der Mensch.
Mensch.
Mensch. Human. Körper. Body.
Body.
Pretty cool. So what about the human body? Do you think the human body is the same in Germany as it is in America?
Yes.
Yes, it is the same. The German human body and the...
Body. See? Brain. Lungs. Heart. Liver, heart, spleen, stomach, kidneys, intestines, brain, blood, red blood cell, white blood cells, vein, capillary, artery.
Ah.
Did you know that much about the human body? You know that much. I mean, you went to, what was the school you went to? Now, where are you from, Alex?
I'm from Germany on the south, on the border to Switzerland and Austria.
A Sudenfrau.
I went to the Realschule für Mädchen St. Elisabeth.
Something, something, St. Elizabeth.
Realschule für Mädchen, das St. Elisabeth. We had nuns for teachers.
The real school for women of St. Elizabeth.
Something like that.
Something
Well, you listeners out there, here's sperm. On your mark,
oh my
get
God.
Set, go.
Okay, what else is in that book?
Where did this book come from? This book just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's
Thompson.
Thompson, come over here.
What is this book that you're holding?
It's new life.
Okay, what about that one?
Heart. That's the one in the center of your body. Heart.
And heart in Deutsch is Herz. Correct?
Das Herz.
Das Herz. Which sounds very much like Hertz, the sound measurement. Can you say that in German, Thompson? Hertz?
Hertz.
Herz.
Herz.
Hertz!
Well, he's got the shouting part of the language down.
A Hertz attack here.
Cardiac muscle. Cardiac muscle. Tick tock, tick tock. That's my mantra. I know what heart is made of. The muscle that powers old lover's body activity. Small but be firmly formed, I have just one job to do. And believe me, I do it magnificently.
Magnificently. Yeah, how about... Oh, here's a really important one. What's that one?
Gut bacterium.
Now, how would you say gut bacterium in German?
Oh, my God.
Mein Gott in Himmel!
Die Magenbakterien.
Die Magenbakterien.
Magen.
Can you say that, Thompson? In Deutsch?
It's too hard.
Die Magenbakterien.
Die Magenbakterien.
Very good. Bacterium.
If you say die Magenbakterien, Magen sind maggots. They're not
Oh. So a little bit of a very little twist of the tongue and you in deep business.
It's a G. Not a D.
De Magen, as opposed to so my name, Matt, our name Madden means maggot in Germany.
No, it doesn't. With one D it would be.
With one. Well, thank goodness.
Madden.
So we're spared the indignity by one extra D. We get off the hook on that.
You should know what that name means.
Oh, this
well, I do in Irish, but not in German.
Gallbladder.
What about this one?
This one is gallbladder.
How do you say gallbladder in German?
Oh my God, die Gallenblase.
Die Gallenblase.
Yeah.
Are you laughing at my language, man?
Well, it sounds funny. I don't think he's... I know he's not laughing at the larger, because he's been studying German since he was like one.
You can't insult a German.
No, I don't... I don't know, though. Really?
There's no word. There's no crowd or anything you could say that could offend me. It's not going to happen.
Well, that is an aspect of the national character you should be extremely proud of, because it saves you an infinite amount of baloney.
I will not be ridiculed.
So maybe the lack of embarrassment or insultability is compensated on the downside by a almost utter lack of humor.
I'm laughing right now.
I know. It's obviously a misnomer and a wrong stereotype to suggest that Germans don't have a sense of humor. Wow. But the idea exists because of, you know.
We have a different sense of humor. Yes. I don't know how to explain it.
You're not big on poop jokes. I know that.
No.
You love them, right, Thompson?
I don't know what to say.
So, Thompson, we're almost out of time. Is there some questions you'd like to ask Alex? As long as you've got a German right here in front of you, you should take advantage of the opportunity.
What is your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero would be Spider-Man.
Well, I'm not talking about an Avengers superhero. I'm talking about like Justice League or Super Friends superhero.
Well, oh, Spider-Man is one like that.
Isn't that Spider-Man? Yeah.
Spider-Man counts.
He's not a member of the Super Friends or the Justice League.
That's because he's in Marvel Comics, not DC. We're out of time. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tschüss.
Oder besser, auf Wiederhören.
Tschüss. Salamat. Yowie, goodbye.